It is the final Wildcat Insider here of the 2016-17 school year with everything winding down now. Had a chance earlier in the show to hear from Skylar Thompson, Wyatt Thompson as well, and Mike McCoy. The podcast will be up at newsradiokman.com in the on-demand tab if you missed any of that. The poll question that I put up today, coming out of spring, if I set the over-under on K-State wins at 9.5, and that's including a bowl game and or Big 12 title game, you going over or under? Results have maintained pretty steady, 77% over 9.5. So that really tells you where at least the expectations are for the fan base for this team next year. But I think nationally it's going to be pretty high as well for K-State. I think it'll be the Cats along with Oklahoma and Oklahoma State. To most, that would be the top three in the Big 12. So you can continue to tweet questions or comments if you got them to the game, KMAN. I did get some pretty funny responses here on Twitter. Tim says over. I think 11 is the magic number this year. That obviously would be great if K-State gets there. I don't think if you're setting like an over-under, he means that it would be 11, but he feels like the Cats have 11 in them. They have that potential. It appears on paper right now. They have a lot of things going for them. Tyler, who was not available to help fill in with me on the show today, Tyler said, nope, not falling for this again, which would be a reference to last year when we set it at 7.5. And he took the under. Of course, that was a saga. We got the players' thoughts on all of that. Dave says, have to assume Ertz is healthy in your scenario and take the over. If not, pound the under. Yeah, I would say that's accurate. It would be a big wild card if Jesse Ertz is not healthy for much of the year. But certainly it's not going to be this. The shoulder is going to heal. And Bill Snyder commented at one point in time in the spring, it sounds like it's not going to be too far away that he'll be able to start getting out there throwing the football once again. But it is, you know what, it is something to bring up because Jesse Ertz has had two major knee surgeries. He spent some time last year in and out when he was beat up. So with him running the ball as well as he can, you know it's going to happen. At some point, he probably will miss a little bit of action just based on the history and how much he will likely have to run the ball. That is something to consider. If he were to miss a significant amount of time, that would certainly change things. KSU Hamburglar. Great name. Says people are putting too high of expectations to enjoy the season. See, I think there's some back and forth here that I would address with that, where a lot of times you don't have very high expectations, or at least the outside view is not very high expectations, and we want to get angry at people then. So now if the bar is set high and there are high expectations, are we going to get upset and say, well, now people aren't going to be able to enjoy it? I mean, look, we don't know how much longer Bill Snyder is going to be around. I think for right now, the team that they have put together this year, you have every right to be excited about it, and you should have high expectations. This team should be pretty good. Jeff said, haven't won at Oklahoma State since 1999, 0-6 against Oklahoma and Manhattan since 2000. I think there's one more L in there, but a bowl win to get to 10-3. I think that's a reasonable way to look at it. There will be very tough games. K-State has had just a hell of a time trying to beat Oklahoma and Manhattan. And then Oklahoma State and Stillwater is really the same way, although a lot of those games have been very, very close. And you still have a lot of other tough games on that schedule. At Vandy will be tricky early in the year, even though I gave Jeff a little bit of grief on Twitter for that one, for throwing Vanderbilt out there. But appreciate everybody's input today on Twitter and getting everybody's thoughts. I always like to get the pulse of the fan base and where things are at, and I think rightfully so. The expectation bar will be set very, very high. All right, receivers, you heard from Bill Snyder early on in the show, seemed to be a mixed bag, at least according to him. He was disappointed that even without the top two wideouts, Byron Pringle and Dominique Keith, a lot of the receivers were not able to create as much separation as he would like, and the quarterbacks then had to scramble a bunch, get flushed out of the pocket, and Bill Snyder would have liked to have seen the receivers do more. But I did come away feeling good about the future for Carlos Strickland, watching him catch four balls for 62 yards. There was at least one drop that I can remember from him, but he has got size and length at 6'4", 200 pounds. I stood next to him then in the interview room, and he is a put-together guy. He has all kinds of potential. He is the type of guy that, when you say oozes potential, Carlos Strickland fits that bill. And he had a really nice diving catch where he goes full extension all the way out, showcasing one, great hands, and two, length to go catch that football. I thought, much like Skylar Thompson, what we expected to see from him, for the most part, we did. The skills that we thought would be emphasized in his game, we did see that. Now, what else we saw is right from the word go. He gets yelled at by Andre Coleman on the sideline for having a penalty, and he wound up with two of them in the game, I believe, and he got called out after the game by Bill Snyder for that. So that's the other part of things. You're going to have to earn trust to be able to get out there on the field, and it's one thing that just is really not tolerated by Andre Coleman is you're going to be getting penalties out there trying to block on the edge or whatever it may be. That's going to keep you off the field. So we saw the good and the bad, really, of Carlos Strickland on display in the spring game. But this was really interesting to me. We have not heard anything about an injury for Carlos Strickland, but part of what he was talking to Kellis Robinette and I about after the game is that he's just healthy now. He has been dealing with a sports hernia injury for a long time, and that is a part of what has helped him produce at K-State so far in spring practice. So that'll come a little bit later on in the conversation. To start off with here, Carlos Strickland just details the fact that he feels like there are multiple ways he can really contribute to this team at wideout.
You know, just playing my part, you know, goal line, definitely, you know, moving the sticks, possession receiver, you know, just really whatever the team needs from me, you know. So.
What's been the toughest part of adjusting to playing here since you got here?
I say, like, coming into, like, a pro-style offense because, you know, when I was at Cal, we ran like, spread attack. And, you know, the receiver, all you got to do is, like, know your route. You know, here you actually got to, like, know the whole play. You got to know, like, other people's assignments because you never know, like, where you're going to be at on a particular play. So I say that's probably the biggest thing. Yeah.
What made you decide to transfer and end up here?
Well, I had a couple things going on. Like, I've had a sports hernia since my junior year in high school. So, I needed to get surgery for that, and I was like playing through it, like when I was at Cal. So, I knew something was wrong with me because like, every time I go out there, I like have pain in my like both of my groins and you know stuff like that. So when I got here, I actually set out that the fall and that helped me be able to get surgery. So I could, you know, play without being in pain.
So when did you actually have surgery?
November, November in season.
Okay.
Yeah, because I wasn't playing, so I sit out obviously. So when I had to got that out the way.
How much has that helped you in the spring?
Tremendously. I haven't had any pain with it. You know, it's really my first time being fully healthy since you know, I was a sophomore in high school. So, you know, I'm actually like, you know, optimistic about playing and like feeling good. So, you know, I feel real good about it.
How did K-State wind up on your radar when you were in the transfer process?
Well, K-State kind of recruited me out of high school. So, you know, I had always, you know, had them kind of, you know, kind of close to home. So, and it's Big 12. So, you know, my family can, you know, come to most of the games because most of the schools are in Texas. And, you know, it was just, I thought it was a good fit when I came here. It just felt good and meshed well with the Wideouts and the other teammates. So,
seems really like most of your teammates speak pretty highly of you. Do you feel like you impressed them this spring?
Yeah, I feel like I did. You know, when I came here, you know, I just tried to, you know, have my teammates win me over by like my work ethic. So I just from day one I came in here, I just wanted to you know hit the ground running, you know weights, off season conditioning, 7-on-7, really everything.
So what's the biggest thing you're working on right now that you think would help you get on the field when fall comes around?
You know, coach has been harping on me heavily, Coach Coleman, on my like my feet work, my footwork. So just like getting out of the top of the routes because you know I'm a bigger receiver, so it could be harder for me to like get down and squat in my routes. So I say that's probably the main thing because everything else is pretty good. You know, I can touch up on some other things, but that's definitely like the main part of my game.
Yeah, the one diving catch today. Have you made some plays like that this spring? You feel like you've turned some heads?
Yeah,
ball?
Yeah, definitely. I've had a few one-handers, a few you know. High point catches throughout spring, and you know I'm just been working my way up, trying to. Yeah.
How excited are you for next season?
I'm really excited. You know we have a lot of potential. This team, you know, we're really young, and then we're really young, and you know, I feel like we're gonna do some big things.
All right, got cut off a bit at the end there, but there's Carlos Strickland after his performance in the spring game. 4 catches, 62 yards. I should mention as well, I've gone this entire show without rattling off the guy who had the best game out of all the receivers for K-State, Isaiah Zuber. 8 receptions, 96 yards, 1 touchdown. There is perhaps a bit of the Alex Delton philosophy at work there, where Zuber 2 years ago in 2015 was the guy everybody wanted to get on the field more. He was not playing as much. Everyone was excited about him for the future. Now he's actually out there on the field producing, but we're focused on Carlos Strickland for the most part. Then the guy that's out, Byron Pringle, who was everybody's darling last year. So Zuber seems to be getting better. Had heard some good things about the spring he had had, and he certainly validated that with 8 catches for 96 yards and the only receiving touchdown of the game by any Wildcat in the spring game. One final break here on Wildcat Insider. We'll wrap it up. Coming up next.